Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 265. A Savior Who Truly Blots Out All Our Iniquities. Suppose someone was spending millions of dollars to hire prosecuting attorneys to pursue you relentlessly, trying to expose publicly every moral misstep or misstatement in your life. I think you would join me in praying to God as did David, "Blot out all mine iniquities." Wouldn't it be wonderful if the prosecuting sleuths couldn't find even one thing wrong? We know we all have a skeleton of some kind in our closets. Romans 3, verse 10, says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We all want vindication in a judgment. And we must all face an eventual judgment, for we read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." The word receive means full exposure. The sweet unconsciousness of a sudden martyr's death by a bullet such as Lincoln and Kennedy suffered would be more desirable compared to the agony of a protracted public humiliation of one's nakedness with no merciful covering. We must remember that appearing before the judgment seat of Christ does not mean that who wants to expose us to humiliation. He has promised that he will not embarrass those who will be lost, their own record will condemn them. And in that judgment he will vindicate those who believe in him. Thank God for a Savior who does truly blot out all our iniquities. It was he who endured the public hellish humiliation of our nakedness. Gratitude and appreciation will motivate us henceforth to live for him.